This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, and tells the story of how each of us creates a place for ourselves in this world. Here to share their insight from the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jennifer Hazel.
And we're back. Jen Hazel with Jane Berger, and we're here to talk big. So Jane, passage?
I always have a passage. This is toward the end of the book. I don't want to go too far to the end in case you're still reading. This is actually the beginning of chapter 16. Who are you the morning after the most beautiful man you have ever kissed tries to kill you? How about the morning after that? How about the following week? Talk about some haunting questions. I caught myself in the days afterward wishing I had a black eye, a broken bone, or a few more cuts and scrapes, if only to confirm that what I believed had happened had undeniably happened. I wanted to look how I felt, somehow both drowned and washed up, a survivor who got exactly what he deserved. So in the next paragraph, he starts that paragraph with the word deserved. And he admits that he had pursued this gentleman at a party that he had been at, and this guy really caught his eye, and he wanted to get to know him. He said, I pursued him, hoping that he might invite me back to his place. So did I deserve what happened to me? I think that's such a tough question. And for anybody who has ever been attracted to someone and wanted, you know, to have something, you know, a little bit of activity, I guess. I don't know how else to say it. And it turns out that maybe the person they were pursuing wasn't as honorable as what they had hoped. And it turned into something not what they were expecting. So did I deserve what had happened to me? Had I been asking for it? Does anybody ask for something like that? I think when we look at relationships, certainly there's so many men and women who can say that they have been on the beaten side of a rough relationship. Their hearts were pure. They had an attraction to someone. They were looking to have, you know, a good time with someone that they thought they might have something in common with. And instead, it went south. Nobody deserves to be beaten up or have expletives hurled at them and beaten down verbally. I don't care who you are, and I don't care if it turns out that this person isn't who you thought that they would be. No one deserves to be treated so poorly. No one deserves to be beaten within an inch of their life simply for having an attraction to someone. I think it's so important for us to know about the resources that we have available in any community that you live, specifically, you know, here in Toledo. I know on campus we have a number of resources available to students and faculty and staff should they ever find themselves in a relationship that could be harmful to them. And I know the city of Toledo, you know, as well. It's important for us all to know about that. And for us as a friend of someone who has been involved in a relationship that has been detrimental for them, to be able to be there for your friend and point them in the direction of resources. They may not be ready to hear of them, to utilize them, but you don't stop. You just keep asking, being there for them. This was one of the parts that was hard for me, just knowing he went in there with a quote-unquote pure heart. I mean, that's what it sounds like. I don't know. That might be a question I could answer, though, when he comes to visit us on campus. But I think he went in there with a pure heart just for the sheer kind of fun of the chase of getting to know someone and mm-hmm. seeing if this could turn into a relationship. This guy totally took advantage of his, I don't want to say innocence, but of his good intentions, maybe.
Right. Well, even just his desire. Like, yes. If you're not interested, just say you're not interested.
Right.
I don't want to say, I don't know why it's a big deal, because I do understand that some people are not where I am, where you are, Jane, with acceptance and with just being like, this is life and this is who we are as a people, that people are attracted to the same sex and different sex and all of it is as it is. But I want to step back to actually the question that Saeed asked when he said, did I deserve this? Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting about that question is I think it's so authentic, and it is because this is his story, but I think it's authentic for many people in said experience is stopping and asking that question.
Yep.
Because if you're beaten, of course you think you did something wrong. And then that authentic, what did I do wrong?
Right.
That's just this questioning of this that really leads to an authenticity we as people don't necessarily talk about in a sense that we need to more and talk about how it doesn't matter what you did, no one deserves that for being interested in somebody of the same sex, of different sex.
Right. No human should be put through that. I don't mean to minimize it by just saying, if you're not interested in when you feel someone is pursuing you in a romantic way, then just tell them, I'm not interested. Or, you know, let's just be friends. I don't see anything more than that happening. Or beat it. I mean, you know, anything other than physically taking out your aggression on another human. There's no value. There's no respect. And that's we all deserve that at the basic level. We all deserve respect and we all have value. I'm sure Saeed and, you know, maybe others who have experienced a similar situation have ended up wondering about their value then after that, because you're beaten down so badly. Do you start to wonder, did I deserve this? What value do I have? Am I just, is it just so easy for somebody to do this to me? It's heartbreaking to read. And more so knowing that this goes on probably so much more than what I realize.
Or that's we're even talking about. Mm-hmm. It's people that are courageous, like Saeed, that are going to write about this and talk about this experience to then help others who have experienced this be able to heal in a sense. And we haven't talked about a main theme, a main goal in Saeed's book. But one thing that I think about is I think back to his video that he did to let us know to announce the book and that he was coming. And one of the things he talks about is he makes a joke about how we're going to talk about his book, but we're also going to talk about how we fight for our lives. And this book is him putting together the roadmap to say how he fought for his life and how he's using this as a vessel to help others with his speaking engagements, help others fight for their lives and know that. And I think we are very lucky that we stumbled upon this author and this text and that it's all working out that he's going to be here in person to talk about this. I think many people need to hear this and need to understand whether or not they've experienced this or whether or not that, and if they haven't, to know that this happens and that this is not acceptable. But it's only in us talking about it and dissecting it and looking at it that we can say this is unacceptable and to help share that message.
Yeah. And it's not your fault.
Right.
You know, you pursued someone, you had an interest in them. It happens all the time. You shouldn't be punished physically because of that.
Absolutely, Jane. That's going to have to do it for us today. Mm-hmm. Next week, airing on the 21st, we have an extra special guest with us. I do not want to share too much. I'm just going to say this is going to be one that you really don't want to miss. You are going to be devastated with yourself if you miss this.
Very regretful.
So you need to make sure that you put some alarms in your phone going off for the 7 and 11 and 7 and 11, so you could hear this, because I'm pretty sure in one time is not going to be enough.
Exactly.
So you are really going to need to make sure that you have set your phone for these alarms, or however it is that you check things, write it in your calendar, whatever it is you do. Do not miss this next week. So on behalf of myself, Jen Hazel, and Jane Berger, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back in a week to talk big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. Big, 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 big.